Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The time has come, he said, and the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. So some of you may know, the third Sunday of Ordinary Time has a new celebration attached to it. Pope Francis in 2019 issued a motu proprio, instituting that the third Sunday of Ordinary Time would now be called Sunday of the Word of God. The Holy Father exhorts us to spend more time with the sacred scriptures, for as he says, without the scriptures, the events of the mission of Jesus and of his church in this world would remain incomprehensible. Hence, St. Jerome could rightly claim, ignorance of the scriptures is ignorance of Christ. Now, perhaps you've tried in the past to pick up a Bible and read it, but then have given up because it's such a fat book and you don't know where to start. But remember that the Bible is a collection of books with different genres. I want to help you with a bit of an analogy. It's not a perfect one, but it may help you to think about how to move forward when you read the Bible. Think of the Bible as a Shakespearean play. And imagine that the great story of our faith in the Bible is like a five-act play and we ourselves are performers in that play. Now, the first act was creation, where everything was in right order. Act two was Adam and Eve falling. The third act is God coming to the people of Israel, which pretty much constitutes the entire Old Testament, preparing us for Act 4, which is Jesus Christ who takes flesh and redeems us by his passion, death, and resurrection. The last act, Act 5, is the age of the church, which is where we come in. 2,000 years of this act has already been written, and now we continue this story as believers today. But in order to be good Christian performers, so to speak, we need to know what the first four acts look like. Now, I used to study theatre, and no actor would be adequately prepared for their role, even if they had a little part, if they didn't know the whole story. And so is the same for us. Now, the beautiful thing about Act 5 is that, in some small and veiled way, we know how the fifth act is going to end, because the Bible tells us. A new creation, a new heavens, and a new earth. The fifth act is still being written by us, and we have an ending already, so we know where we are going. We live in a world today that has no more story, no overarching narrative. It's kind of like a free-for-all create-your-own-story. But for you and I, we have a definitive story that explains the mystery of all that is, because all reality, all history, is caught up into the great love story between God and us. We continue that story set to us by the scriptures. That is sacred tradition. That is the life of the church. For the Bible is not just words on a page. It is the living word of God who speaks to us here and now. As the book of Hebrews says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and no creature is hidden. And since it is a two-edged sword, the word of God is primarily meant to pierce us. So I invite you, make it a resolution for you to get to know the great drama of our story and get to know the word of God in the scriptures this year. There are many Bible studies online. Perhaps find or start a Bible study in your parish or between a group of friends and become part of the great adventure that is the Word of God that pierces us, changes us, calling us to repent and believe in the good news. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son we may abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.